talking today with Dr. Kim Anderson of Oklahoma State University. Dr. Anderson, let's talk maybe a little bit about some of our market factors right now. We seem to be kind of in that, maybe getting into a little bit of a downdraft as we hit some reality about some wheat numbers. Pretty good wheat crop, definitely a bigger crop in Texas and Oklahoma where the harvest begins than a year ago, almost double looks like. Are we starting to see some harvest pressure in your mind?
Yeah, I think we're starting to see some harvest pressure. And we've got a lot of wheat in the bin, and we've been talking about that wheat both in the United States and around the world that is the carryover, and that is hanging over our head like an albatross. And then as you look at the wheat crop development in Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas, over in the soft red areas, the winter wheat, USDA came out with their report with 2 billion, 40 million bushels. I'd calculated earlier, you'll recall, that if we produced over 1.8 billion, that we would build stocks. So I think the weight of the crop coming up is starting to hit prices.
Most of the supply demand numbers this last week, the number that kind of really struck me on wheat, not just obviously crop production numbers were important, but that supply demand number. Next year's carryout number is awfully close to a billion bushels.
Yeah, within 3 million of, it's 997 million bushels. Essentially a billion. And if you go back 10 or 15 years, a billion bushels was the critical limit between, $3 wheat and $4 wheat. And we've got a lot more efficient system now. I think the difference between, say, $4 wheat and $5 wheat now is around 650 million. So we need to take about 300 million bushels out of storage just to get wheat prices back above the $5 level, which, given today's cost and today's production, is where we need prices to get break even and a little profit.
In other words, when you look at the production numbers, 300,000 acre discrepancy between what the crop scouts came up with the week before, USDA came up with on harvested acres. Is some of that maybe guys, baling and grazing stuff out?
Well, the USDA number for Oklahoma around 128 million. The crop report had it 141 million. I got the kind of the gut feeling that the market and a lot of people in the industry thought that the Oklahoma crop was, say, around 135 or 36 million. In other words, kind of in between the two. And I think that's the way the market has it. But I also think that the 2 billion bushel estimate for total U.S. wheat production I think the market is pretty comfortable with that level, and that also, though, implies that we will build stocks next year and have higher ending stocks than we do this year, voila, prices going lower.
You see, with $4 wheat, maybe below $4 wheat as we build stocks, are we going to see guys continue to make the exit from wheat acres?
Oh, I think so. I think there's several things that's going to get an exit from wheat acres. One is the price, and that's what the market's telling us, is we got to reduce production of wheat. Second thing, I believe, is if you look at the discount schedules that the port elevators and that the subterminals and terminal elevators have, those discounts I don't know what to say. They're just bad. They're deep. And so I think we're going to have to clean up the rye, the cheat, the wild oats. We're going to have to clean up our wheat fields to get the dockage and the foreign material out of it. And to do that, I think we're going to have to go with other crops like canola, the summer crops, corn and soybeans, so that we can clean up these wheat fields. So between the discounts and between the low prices, I think we're going to reduce wheat production, and we're going to produce a higher quality, cleaner product.
When you start thinking about these alternative crops like a winter canola, it seems like at this point anyway that if we can learn the production practices, we've got real opportunity to make some money, even as we're rotating away from wheat.
Oh, I think that's exactly correct, and the learning curve is pretty high, and we're getting better at producing and harvesting the canola. Also, we've got a market down in Oklahoma City with PCOM and our own canola crushing unit. And so we've got the market, we're learning how to produce it, and we're learning how to harvest it and store it. and that takes a while. But I think we're getting pretty close to getting there now.
You know, given the fact that we've got you know, huge stocks, good harvest, harvest pressure. What's the strategy we need to be looking at this year?
I think, okay, if we come into harvest and we got a $4 price, I'm going to sell more wheat. If we come into harvest and we got a $3.50 to $3.75 price, then I'm probably going to sell a third to a half of it at harvest and then store either two-thirds or half of it into the fall. The only way we're going to get a higher price for our wheat is if we store it. In other words, we need a crop failure in Kansas or the spring wheat areas or in Argentina or Australia or somewhere else. And that is going to happen in the July, August, September time period. So it's going to be September, October, November. If we get a substantially higher price, that price is going to happen. So we may have to store till October, November. So there's a 30-cent price risk. That's 4 cents a month for storage, 2 cents a month per bushel for interest. Or if you store it 5 months, that's 30 cents from June to mid-November. So there's 30-cent risk that to get a higher price. Right now, if you look at the futures market, there's 30 cents carry between July and December. So there's a 50-50 chance that'll happen. The other thing is the basis has been is very weak now. It's a dollar to a dollar and a dime in most locations. I expected it to be 70 to 80 at harvest. With a dollar to a dollar and a dime basis, I think that increases the odds that we're going to get a stronger basis, and we've got the higher futures market price already. So I think this is a year for a third, a third, and a third, or sell a half and store a half.